This is Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An AP source says the Department of Justice is now conducting a criminal inquiry into the Russia probe. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Justice Department is moving its review of the Russia investigation to a formal criminal inquiry, according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. What potential crimes are being investigated is unclear, but a criminal investigation enables prosecutors to issue subpoenas and potentially impanel a grand jury. The timing of when the probe transitioned from an administrative review to a criminal investigation is not clear. Attorney General William Barr appointed John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to lead the review. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 25 million Californians remain under a fire warning for wildfires in both the northern and southern parts of the state. Hot, dry winds are making it difficult for firefighters to battle those blazes. One fire forced about 2,000 residents to evacuate a small town. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva on KABC-TV says everyone should be thinking about what they need to get ready in case more evacuation orders are issued.
We ask everyone who's affected has to do the evacuation. Remember the six P's. Your people and pets, prescriptions, medications, glasses, plastic charge cards, money, papers, important documents, certificates, marriage birth certificates, pictures, and personal information like your hard drive on your computer. Everything else you can replace.
Cause of the fires are unknown, but forecasters blame them on part on dry conditions made worse by hot winds that blow west from the desert. They say that they expect the windy conditions to ease in the north, but then remain intense in the south until this weekend. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Thursday that almost 180,000 people had been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council in New York that nearly 80,000 children are among those who fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
The United Nations remain deeply concerned about the prospects of further hostilities along the Turkish-Syrian border and the impact on civilians, including further displacements.
All sides have said that they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up that border region. The Trump administration has invited the foreign ministers of Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan to Washington to discuss a giant hydropower dam project on Ethiopia's Blue Nile, focus of an escalating feud between Addis Ababa and Cairo over water resources. In a speech on trade Thursday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized American companies for selling out U.S. values to protect their access to China's profitable markets. VOA's Gladys Ahok is following that story.
Nike is one of the world's most recognized sports apparel brand names. The company does not own any factories, and it produces a quarter of its clothing and footwear in China. Nike's sales jumped 7% in the third quarter of this year, thanks largely to gains in China, where its sales increased, despite the country's trade tensions with the United States.
Over the past 17 years, China's GDP has grown by more than ninefold. It has become the second largest economy in the world. Much of this success was driven by American investment in China.
But Pence said China's economic growth has not turned its authoritarian state into a free and open society that respects private property, the rule of law, and international rules of commerce. And he said some U.S. companies are kowtowing to its repressive government.
That's VOA's Gladys Ahok reporting. Joshua Wong, the 23-year-old poster boy for Hong Kong's ongoing anti-government protests, said Thursday that he is the only candidate for upcoming district elections who has been barred from running. Wong was defiant as he parked himself in front of the city's legislative council complex to announce Thursday that he is only one of about 1,000 people running for the 479-seat district council who has yet to be approved. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Peace Choir in Do Me. And right after that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Coupe de Calais, the Amio mix by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Do Me A Do You, Man Nago Vex. This one is done for us by Peace Choir from Nigeria.
How the boys them a drop down,
drop down.
And all the ladies just
they holla say,
them no no say what holla day. If you don't so you take a busy making all the fall.
No, they fall.
This not a song for the dancer. The way you move your body, girl, it be like say,
it be like say,
you no no say what holla day. Not the way where you they do the things you do.
Oh.
It be like say you get plans for me and you.
Oh.
If I put it on you, you put it on me. What
oh.
A man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on the dance floor. Man no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man no go vest,
you say.
Man no go vest,
I say.
Man no go vest,
if you do me, I do you. Man no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man no go
vest, so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me, give it to me. You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me some more.
Oh.
I say you get to see the do me. She twist and whine it,
whine it.
Making me feel like I'm grinding,
grinding.
Baby girl, I know so you the I need. After the show, not the party for my room,
room.
Strictly for me and you,
you.
We got plenty things to do,
do.
So pull off your bump and move, make we groove.
Boy, you know, say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busybody where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so. You go.
Coupe de Calais, a Miori mix by The Magic System of the Ivory Coast, and before that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Dumi P. Squire of Nigeria. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der here in Washington.
African Beats.
Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. And so let me get back to music right now with Hold Me. This is done by Nimba Burrow from Liberia, who is presently based in Philadelphia. And right after that, Ukasama by Umbuvi of Kenya. And Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. But first, Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia, going for all you guys out there in Liberia and Africa.
boom, na na na, give me the boom, boom, na na na, I want the boom, boom, na na na, love the boom, boom, na na na, yeah.
Thank you.
Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. And before that, Ukasama by Mbuvi of Kenya. And Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vanier here in Washington. I'll be right back for more music. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Dear Mr. David, it pleases me to write and congratulate you for your keen job in promoting African music and culture through the largest radio network, Voice of America. Keep up the good work. However, I'd like to ask if you would welcome a demo CD from an upcoming artist in my neighborhood. Also, I'd like to receive from VOA goodies from you. Looking forward to hearing from you, Nduku Daniel, in Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. Well, Nduku, I want you to know that every African music will be played on the Voice of America African Beat, so send me the demo CD and we can get it on. All right, and after that, let's take this other email which says, our ears are open, our palms are clapping, our mouth singing and praising your work. You are just great, David. But right now, let's get back to music. And this time, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa. And after that, Kozi Nayuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And La Visa Olha by Basopa of Mozambique. But first, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa.
Shoulder to lean on all night. I'd do anything for you. demons all unite. Yeah, we'll make you feel alright. Hey, what's the lessons we have learned? We have learned before the learning trees are bare. I'd do anything I could to make it all untrue. Hey, hey. I can live without you. We can have the sun. We can have the moon. We can have the water.
Waka kimos de la yo Daniel. Umbra na kilo kolam posia solo solo. Ozo waka zima de la bikumba. Aleluya. Donane. Makasi ya moto e kokike ko bunda bikumba te kolonga. Kasi yo moko na bakoti. O bunda ka kolonga ka. Bikumba nyoso yo kotaka. Elonga isa la kasi.
Hey!
La Visa Olha by Basopa of Mozambique, and before that, Kozina Yuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Freedom to Love by Lexta of South Africa. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van here in Washington. Stay tuned, and now let's take some more emails. This one says, "Hi, David. It is a wonderful day on the African Beat. I have the passion of African Beat in me, and the beat keeps me and my family more comfortable. David, it is my pleasure to send you this email, and you keep playing the beautiful African music you've always been playing. This is from Aaron Amali of Otupu, Benue State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Aaron. And this one says, how are you, David? The way your music is being selected is very nice. I will continue to listen to your program. This is from Julius Juris Kukumu in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And with that now, let's get back to music. This time, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. And right after that, Bakarumba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali. But first, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana.
Send me a bill.
Mali and Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. Well, with that, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.